The theft of AI secrets from Google is one end of the spectrum for how that company's technology moves in the world. The MrBeast deal is the other end, a very deliberate, very public attempt to move Gemini AI from the enthusiast tier into mass consumer consciousness. Jimmy Donaldson, MrBeast's real name, has somewhere north of 350 million YouTube subscribers. That is a larger audience than the primetime viewership of every major US broadcast network combined.
Google announced a multi-year partnership that includes wilderness survival content integrated with Gemini's capabilities. Fitbit Air integrations, that's the next generation wearable that Google Health has been developing, and a standalone Gemini advertising campaign. The structure of this is interesting because it's not just a sponsorship where MrBeast says, "Brought to you by Gemini," and moves on. The integration into actual content means Gemini gets demonstrated in context, solving real problems on screen, in front of an audience that skews younger and is still forming its AI brand loyalties.
This is Google playing a longer game than just quarterly active users. They're competing with OpenAI, which has ChatGPT deeply embedded in the productivity tools and API markets, but has been slower to establish consumer lifestyle brand recognition. If you're 17 years old and you watch MrBeast using Gemini to survive in the wilderness, that association gets built in at a formative moment.
The Fitbit Air integration is particularly worth watching. Wearables have been the missing piece of the ambient AI puzzle. Phones are personal, but you don't carry them in every context, and computers are tethered. A wrist-worn device that's continuously gathering health data and can interface with an AI assistant for real-time health feedback is a different category of product than anything on the market today.
The competition for that territory is going to be fierce. Apple Watch has enormous installed base, but Apple Intelligence is still maturing. Samsung Galaxy Watch has the Android ecosystem relationship. A Fitbit Air with a tight Gemini integration would be entering a crowded field, but potentially with better AI capability than anything currently shipping.
Meta's smart glasses news this week cuts against the optimistic consumer tech narrative a bit. Meta discovered that a significant number of users had been physically covering or destroying the LED indicator light on their Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, the light that signals when the camera is actively recording. Meta's response was a software update that permanently disables the cameras on those devices, bricks them. You bought a $300 pair of glasses, and now they're regular glasses.
The policy here is understandable from a privacy standpoint. Those LED indicators exist because regulators in multiple jurisdictions demanded them as a condition of the product being sold, and circumventing them is arguably a violation of the terms under which regulators permitted the glasses to exist in the market. But the implementation is pretty aggressive. Permanently disabling hardware with no restore path because of a user modification to the physical device, that's a significant assertion of manufacturer authority over a purchased product.
The right to repair movement and digital ownership advocates are going to have a lot to say about this. There's a precedent question about whether manufacturers can permanently destroy functionality in a product you've paid for, even if the modification violated terms of service. European consumer protection law in particular has very different norms around this than the US market.
Intel scrapping the planned sale of its 162-acre Folsom campus is a smaller story, but worth noting as a signal. Intel has been under enormous financial pressure. This is a company that went from being the dominant force in semiconductor manufacturing to fighting for relevance as TSMC captured the leading-edge foundry market and AMD and NVIDIA ate into its processor business. Selling real estate was one of the financial stabilization moves they were considering. Reversing course and citing long-term strategy suggests either that the financing picture has improved, or that the right buyer never materialized, or that leadership is betting on the foundry turnaround taking hold.
Given that Intel received substantial CHIPS Act funding specifically for domestic manufacturing, the Folsom campus might be operationally tied to commitments they've made to the government. Selling it could have triggered clawback provisions. That would be the most pragmatic explanation for the reversal.